Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, how dogs process language. Your dog understands you, but does he really understand the words? And we'll check out the newest pet gadgets and learn some animal trivia also. Who's a good boy? Your dog construes your words in happy tone to know you mean him. From reports by Julie Heck and Neuville Sheck in Scientific American, dogs process language like us. But what do they understand? Does your dog really truly understand you? Sit, stay, good boy. Many of us use such words with our non-human best friends every day. Now, new research suggests that they may actually understand at least some of what they say, of what we say, and that they may be paying a lot of attention to how we say it. The findings published this week in Science may prove what pooch lovers have long believed to be true. Their beloved canines can process language in a more nuanced way than has long been assumed. We think of words as being unique to humans, but in fact, dogs can process the meaning and tone of words, and they do it in a very similar way to humans, says lead researcher Attila Andix, a neuroscientist at Eötvös Loránd University in Budapest. Scientists have long believed that humans' ability to form words, basic building blocks of language, emerged as a distinctive brain mechanism to support communication. Words are arbitrary sounds, Andix explains, and humans assign them meanings. Other animals do not generally exhibit this ability, but even though dogs do not vocalize words, they do seem to understand a wide variety of them, he notes. Dogs sit, fetch, shake paws, and snuggle in response to endearments from their human companions every day. To test which verbal cues dogs really recognize, Andix and his team recruited 13 dogs of varying breeds from Border Collies to Golden Retrievers. They trained the dogs to lie motionless inside a functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI, brain scanner for 7 minutes, and then the researchers played recordings of the dog's trainer. While the dogs listened, the scientists measured the animal's brain activity. For the last few years, Attila Andix and his colleagues in Hungary on the Family Dog Project are one of a handful of research groups training companion dogs to voluntarily go into an fMRI. Once in, the dogs are presented with different stimuli as their brains go under the giant figurative microscope. The team tested different combinations of words and intonations. For example, one recording might have included a praise such as, "well done," spoken in an exuberant, high-pitched tone. In another, the trainer might have said the same words in a neutral tone or spoken gibberish, made of only conjunction words like if and however. The researchers say the scan results indicated that dogs, like humans, use different regions of the brain to process different parts of speech. They use the left hemisphere to parse the meanings of words and the right hemisphere to analyze intonation. And the dogs in the experiment were also apparently able to put these two types of information together. When positive words were matched with positive tones, the dopamine reward centers of the dogs' brains were activated. When positive words were combined with neutral tones, however, the reward circuits were slightly less active. And when neutral conjunctive words were spoken in a positive tone, essentially forming a gibberish sentence, the dog's reward circuits did not respond at all. Dogs are very smart, Andix says. Praising them with the correct intonation can work as well as other rewards, like food or a pat on the back. If you're speaking to me, it's not just what you say, but how you say it that matters. Not only does this study add to our knowledge of how dogs attend to human language, it also raises important questions about the difference between processing human speech and understanding it. The results build on previous studies that show dogs can process nonverbal cues like the tone of someone's voice, says Victoria Ratcliffe, an animal behavior researcher at the University of Sussex who was not involved in the study. In her own research, Ratcliffe found that dogs could distinguish between male and female voices and could even detect the intonation of a sentence spoken in a foreign language. This new study shows that dogs pick up much more information than we thought, she says. Before discussing this with your dog, I knew you could understand me this whole time. The caveat to this research is that a dog processing words, registering, ah, that's familiar, and a dog understanding words as you intend are not necessarily the same thing. Adam McCloskey, one of the study's authors and head of the Family Dog Project, weighs in over email. Understanding is a tricky word. Studies using brain imaging technology cannot firmly say that the activation of a specific brain area indicates understanding. For sure, dogs in the study reacted to the meaningful words that is to those words that their owners often use when they want to attract the dog's attention or provide a positive feedback for the dog. So in this sense, our dogs recognize these words as familiar and probably meaning something good. Could dogs understand our words as we intend? Good gosh, of course. Just look at Chaser the Border Collie, who knows the unique name of over 1,000 different objects. Her wordy prowess tested and documented in two scientific publications. Chaser knows the difference between the many toys and objects in her life. That acorn is not crybaby, and that slug is different from tie face. She can also perform different actions towards the objects like fetch, tease, and tug. Chaser's left hemisphere is on fire. McCloskey would probably agree. The important aspect of our study is that the left brain of the dogs process the meaningful words independent from the intonation. This means that the brain could probably recognize that good dog is the same expression independent of how it was said. But for understanding, remember that Chaser and dogs like her have undergone many hours of training with words and objects. Chaser is processing, and she also displays understanding. Is this how everyday dogs are using our words? Maybe yes, maybe no. A few years back, in an article for the Bark magazine, exploring if dogs understood our words, Patricia McDonald, PhD, certified applied animal behaviorist, shared this enlightening story about trying to figure out whether her dog Willie knew the name of her partner Jim. To teach Willie, I would say, "Where's Jim?" And Jim would call Willie over. When Willie consistently went to Jim, I'd say it as Jim was driving up, and Willie would run to the window. One day, Jim was sitting on the couch, and I said, "Where's Jim?" And Willie ran to the window, all excited. This difference in definitions is more common than people realize. Dogs don't have the exact same concept of words that we do. I imagine that Willie's left hemisphere was highly engaged when he heard that exciting phrase, "Where's Jim?" But the understanding, or at least the understanding according to us, at that time, nope, not there. When it comes to our words, factors like context, tone, and word choice all come into play. Reflecting on their study, McCloskey reminds, we think that intonation is important. Owners should learn how to praise a dog and then use the same expression in a similar way. Additionally, he adds, consistency in praising and in general in communication with the dog is important. Could your dog understand you? Sure, but does your dog understand you? Who am I to say? Although we still don't know exactly what dogs' brains interpret when they hear "good job," the results suggest the words have some sort of representation and meaning, Ratcliffe says, and it is possible that other animals also use the same brain regions to process language. Studying animals that show similar hemispheric biases for their own vocalization, like primates, sea lions, and horses, could reveal important clues about how ancient language processing mechanisms are. She adds, evolutionarily, this could go far beyond primates to a common ancestor for all mammals. And next, what's new in pet products? From CNET, the smart feeder recognizes cat faces and tracks multiple felines. A smart bowl with a twist. The Bistro lets cats dine in high-tech style. Mu Chi Sung has three cats, Momo, Fifi, and Zong Zong. One day, he found Momo paralyzed and in pain on the floor. The vet diagnosed her with pancreatitis, a condition that caused her to go off food for days, something Sung hadn't noticed, considering he has several cats. Due to some incredible efforts, which required amputating Momo's back legs, the cat was saved and can now get around well on her two remaining legs. Sung was haunted by having missed the signs of her loss of appetite and set about to find a way to make sure it would never happen again. That's the origin of the Bistro, a smart cat feeder from 42ARC that can follow the eating and water drinking habits of multiple cats. The feeder consists of a food hopper, a feeding tray with a load sensor, a water bowl with a load sensor, a weighing scale, and a camera. It can also be set to dispense set portions for cats that try to overeat. Bistro tracks individual cats using facial recognition software that has been customized for the feline crowd. It connects to your home Wi-Fi and collects data on the cat's weight, eating, and drinking habits. This information is sent to a mobile app so pet owners can follow their cats over time and even check in on them with video feeds. It sends alerts when there is a change in appetite and generates analysis reports. An LED lighting system turns on gradually at night so the machine can collect data even when it's dark. There is a working 3D printed prototype of the Bistro. Most of the physical features are functional, but the mobile app is still being developed, Song tells Crave. The algorithm for facial recognition and the mechanics dispersing the food and water are in place and functional. During the 8-month development process, the Bistro received angel funding from Phison Electronics, a Taiwanese electronics company, which will also act as a partner for manufacturing expertise. Sung is no stranger to the world of facial recognition. Our company operates the largest dash cam website in the world called pushcam.com, and our search and development into facial recognition came out of the same foundation of image recognition research we did here. Sung says about adapting the software to work with cats. Granted, the Bistro could face some challenges if pet owners have identical twin cats, but most feline family members have distinguishable differences. It's easy to see the appeal. Loss of appetite can be a serious indicator of a cat's health, but can be hard to notice if you have free feeding approach with multiple cats. Beyond catching these signs, the Bistro could potentially open a window into your cat's overall well-being, especially as cat owners try to keep their furry little friends at healthy weights. PetNet also offers pet feeders for both cats and dogs with the Smart Feeder. The Smart Feeder boasts smarter feeding for healthier pets in precise portions every time. Smart Feeder precisely measures portions based on your pet's age, weight, and level of activity so you can be sure your pets are happy and healthy. It dispenses 1/6 to 1.5 cups. It stores 5 pounds to 7 pounds of food in dry food that is 1/8 inch to 5/8 inches in diameter. And you can find more information on PetNet's website at petnet.io. Also, another new gadget. Well, it's not a gadget, actually. It's a gift. Monthly pet subscription deliveries have become more popular with options and customization. Judging by the popularity these pet gift boxes have made many dogs and cats very happy. How about a BarkBox or MeowBox subscription? BarkBox will deliver 4 to 6 treats customized to your dog's needs. For instance, does your dog have allergies? And a variety of pet toys and treats du jour. You can opt for a single delivery or subscribe to a 3, 6, or 12-month plan. You choose the dog size. You tell them how big your dog's bark is, and they have got the goodies for every dog size. Then choose a plan. There are 1, 6, or 12-month plans available. Cancel anytime. Free shipping. Bark boxes are shipped on the 15th of each month. What's inside? Every month, they say, we paw pick fun toys, healthy treats, and innovative gadgets that will drive pups bonkers. And bark good for a good cause. BarkBox says it is supporting 3,000 rescues, shelters, and dog Ruven nonprofits. MeowBox. MeowBox operates similarly with 1, 3, or 6-month subscription plans. Treats and toys customized to your cat's preference. What you get? Cat toys. We select toys and accessories that are fun and stimulating, they say. Excitement can come as a potent catnip bird, cat grass seeds about to sprout, a squeaky mouse, or a handmade bow tie. We search the globe for goodies that will shake up kitty's daily routine. You also get cat treats. All edible items are carefully sourced from Canada or the U.S. Tasty treats are often single ingredient, natural, or homemade. We search for foods which are healthy, grain-free, or local. We want kitty to discover treats that are yummy and guilt-free. And best of all, you get a box. Your cat may suggest that the box is the best part. In a few months, kitty will come to recognize and love this special box. Rumor has it that the box, this behavior is because the cardboard is sprayed with a magical kitty potion. We neither confirm nor deny. You can find the Bark Box or the Meow Box. I'm sorry, you can find the Bark Box at BarkBox.com. And of course, Meow Box at MeowBox.com. Next in the news. The luck of the Irish Wolfhounds. First ever pair of identical twin puppies are born in South Africa. This was written by Ali Gilman for the Daily Mail in the UK. The first pair of identical twin dogs have been born in South Africa. The two Irish Wolfhound puppies, who were part of a litter of 7, are genetically identical and were attached to the same placenta. Dr. Kurt D. Kramer was delivering the puppies by cesarean section at the Rand N. Dell Animal Hospital in Mogale City, South Africa, when he made the discovery. He was unaware that no identical twin dogs had been found before, but had never seen two puppies share on a placenta, so called in help from his colleagues. When I realized that the puppies were of the same gender and that they had very similar markings, I also immediately suspected that they might be identical twins, having originated from the splitting of an embryo, the vet told the BBC. They took blood samples from the dogs and sent them off for analysis, which confirmed the pair were identical twins. Further tests on the 7 dogs in the litter also confirmed that the 2 were twins, but that they were not identical to the other 5 pups. The puppies are the first to be identified as twins. However, it is possible that others have been born before now without their owners noticing. Carolyn June of James Cook University in Townsville, Australia, said it was highly unlikely anyone would have noticed if the 2 dogs' mother had a natural birth. Identical twins explained. Here is the explanation. Identical or monozygotic twins form when one egg is fertilized but then splits into 2 separate embryos in the womb. In humans, most share the same placenta, but this is not always the case. In around a 1/5 of cases, identical twins will have their own placenta. Dogs, which usually have large litters, have a placenta for each puppy, but in this instance, the 2 twins had separate placentas. We are so lucky that this dog ended up having a C-section, June said. Yes, there would have been one less placenta than there were pups, but as the dog often eats the placenta, the owner probably would simply have shrugged this off. There have been rumors about twins in dogs before. We just happen to be lucky enough to be able to confirm it genetically, she added. Despite being identical twins, the two dogs have slightly different appearances because the way their genes are expressed differs. The same is the case in people who are identical twins. The pair are doing well and were the same size as the other five pups by the time they were 6 weeks old. Until now, only humans and armadillos were thought to be able to produce identical or monozygotic twins. Now, here's a question. Is a ferret right for you? The Humane Society of the United States offers this. Domestic ferrets have become more popular as pets in recent years and can be kept legally as pets in most states, but check state and local laws for possible restrictions. As with any companion animal, these furry creatures deserve lifelong responsible homes and caretakers. If you're thinking of getting a ferret, here are some things to keep in mind before taking steps to add a ferret to your family. First, don't shop, adopt. The Humane Society of the United States believes that ferrets, like other companion animals, should not be bred for commercial purposes or sold in retail pet stores. If you are thinking of adding a ferret to your family, see if any animal shelter or rescue group near you has any ferrets for adoption. Special considerations. Ferrets are very different from more traditional companion animals such as dogs and cats. They are marketed by the pet industry as unusual. But individuals considering adopting a ferret should be wary of the industry's claims that unusual pets are easy to care for. Ferrets require a high level of commitment to be cared for responsibly and humanely. Individuals not prepared or able to make such a commitment should not keep ferrets as pets. Responsible care. Ferrets have sharp teeth and occasionally bite when startled, excited, or handled improperly. There have been incidents when small children have been seriously injured by ferret bites. Children, particularly infants, should never be left unsupervised with ferrets or with any other animal companion. Like all mammals, ferrets can carry and transmit rabies. Therefore, all ferrets should be vaccinated against this fatal viral disease. Needs and habits. Keeping ferrets humanely may be a challenge for individuals who are unfamiliar with their needs and habits. Ferrets sleep much of the time, but when awake are both curious and highly active. They should not be confined to a cage at all times, yet need close supervision when allowed out of their enclosures. It is usually necessary to take special measures to ferret-proof homes where ferrets are kept to ensure their safety. Like other companion animals, ferrets require periodic veterinary checkups and veterinary care when needed. Be sure to find a veterinarian in your community who is experienced with ferret care. Sterilization. Pet ferrets must be spayed and neutered to prevent them from adding to the numbers of unwanted and homeless ferrets in need of shelter and rescue. Sterilization is particularly important for female ferrets who can contract a disease called fatal aplastic anemia. And stinky. To put it kindly, ferrets don't always come up smelling like roses. A ferret's sebaceous glands, which are used to mark territory, secrete oil with a natural musky odor, and the animal's anal scent glands can spray just like a skunk's. Also from the Humane Society, take time for your playtime with your pet. Play with pets when you get home. When you're at work or at school, your furry friends may be missing you. Play with pets every day when you get home. Spending time playing with pets keeps them happy and healthy. For dogs, play a game of fetch with your dog or take him for walks on a leash. Choose toys that are appropriate for your dog's size. Balls and toys that are broken or too small can become a choking hazard for pets. Throw away toys that start to break into pieces or are torn. And for cats, Unless your cat walks outdoors on a harness, skip the outside play. Cats are safest when indoors, and your home can become a playground for your cats. It can be as easy as tossing a crumpled ball of paper for her to chase. She may even bring it back to you. You might also try throwing a ping pong ball into a dry bathtub. Some cats will love batting it around on the smooth surface. Just make sure your tub is clean. And finally, fun facts about pets, brought to you courtesy of VPI Pet Insurance. Tidbits of trivia you might not have known. Domesticated pets are complex creatures. Have you ever wondered why they do some of the things they do? Your cat seems smart, but how sharp is his memory? Why is it your dog can always outrun you? Is it your imagination, or does it seem like your bird is always eating? Here are some interesting facts bound to keep you guessing. Fun facts about dogs. Dogs only sweat from the bottoms of their feet. The only way they can discharge heat is by panting. Dogs have about 100 different facial expressions, most of them made with the ears. Dogs have about 10 vocal sounds. They do not have an appendix. There are more than 350 different breeds of dogs worldwide. Dalmatians are born spotless. At first, pure white. Their spots develop as they age. Contrary to popular belief, dogs aren't colorblind. They can see shades of blue, yellow, green, and gray. The color red registers on a grayscale in a dog's vision. Domestic dogs are capable of reaching speeds of up to about 19 miles per hour when running at full speed. Using their swiveling ears like radar dishes, experiments have shown that dogs can locate the source of a sound in 6/100ths of a second. And domesticated for more than 10,000 years, the dog was one of the first animals domesticated by humans. Here's some fun feline facts. Cats do not have sweat glands. A cat can jump as much as 7 times its height. Cats have 5 toes on each front paw, but only 4 toes on each back paw. Things I never thought of. Cats have over 100 vocal sounds, while dogs only have about 10. A pack of kittens is called a kindle, while a pack of adult cats is called a clouder. An adult cat can run about 12 miles per hour and can sprint at nearly 30 miles per hour. A cat's tongue is scratchy because it's lined with papillae, tiny elevated backwards hooks that help to hold prey in place. The nose pad of each cat has ridges in a unique pattern not unlike a person's fingerprints. Cats' bodies are extremely flexible. The cat skeleton contains more than 230 bones. A human has about 206. And the pelvis and shoulders of a cat loosely attach to the spine. This adds to their flexibility and allows them to fit through very small places. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Please join me next time for more fun and information. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.